With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinjanovic. The man shot by Metro Police at the Casey Homes public housing development this afternoon has died. In a series of tweets, the department said a traffic stop led to a foot chase and struggle with 31-year-old Jacques Scott Clements, who was black. Police say he had a fully loaded .357 Magnum and that the shooting took place after the struggle. The officer who shot him is white and a 5-year veteran of the force. He's been placed on administrative assignment pending investigation, as is standard procedure. News Channel 5 reports Clements was taken to Vanderbilt Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Governor Bill Haslam was on the road today, pressing the case for his gas tax proposal. This morning, he talked to people in Murfreesboro, many who make the drive to and from Nashville on a regular basis. Asked about drivers who spend more than most on gasoline, Haslam says they may see the biggest benefit, despite paying more at the pump.
I think for most citizens, if they would do the same thing that trucking companies have done and said, is this worth it for us to do? Is it worth it for us to make this investment because it will lessen the wear and tear on our vehicles, less maintenance, and it'll cut time out of the process? I think citizens will see, I'll actually come out ahead with this with having a better road system.
Haslam doesn't expect his plan of a 7-cent gas tax hike, offset by other tax cuts, to pass as it is. But he says Republican lawmakers already working against it need to first look at the size of the state's backlog of road projects. The Haslam administration estimates Tennessee roads and bridges need around $10 billion worth of repairs and upgrades. The Tennessee State Building Commission has its first female state architect, Anne McGarren. This is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinjanovic. Nashville's mayor says the clash between the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and Metro Police over the probe into the shooting death of Jacques Clements is a learning experience. Mayor Megan Berry points out this is the first time the TBI has been called in by the city's district attorney to investigate a Nashville officer who killed someone. Her statement comes in response to internal emails published by the Nashville Scene, revealing a dispute between police and the TBI. The emails, obtained through a records request, show Metro has continued to resist TBI taking over the case. State investigators at one point considered walking away. TBI says it cannot portray even the slightest appearance of collaboration with a department they're independently investigating. The mayor says she met with the DA, police department, and TBI this week to try and resolve current issues and establish protocol for future investigations. The Williamson County Democratic Party has chosen new leadership. Franklin Homepage reports Holly McCall takes over as chair for the next 2 years. Nashville was announced today as one of four finalists for a new Major League Soccer franchise. The cities, which include Cincinnati, Detroit, and Sacramento, must make formal presentations at a league meeting next week, and then the league will be choosing two for expansion. Nashville had been considered a long shot for a top-tier soccer team, but league observers say the local bid quickly improved. That's thanks to a pair of billionaires in the ownership group, a quickly approved stadium plan, and the backing of city leaders, including Mayor Megan Berry.
We absolutely have complete hope that come the middle of December when they make their final decision that we're going to be one of those expansion teams.
That was the mayor this morning. By some accounts, Nashville is the strongest among the finalists. That's what Sports Illustrated says, citing what it calls growing global cachet and the city's ability to fill a hole in the league's map of teams. Lead investor John Ingram says he's excited to travel to New York to strengthen the case for Nashville. And even if the city isn't chosen next month, Nashville could still be in the running for a later expansion round. A building in the area south of downtown Nashville known as Pietown is for sale at nearly 10 times its purchase price from less than 4 years ago. The Inc. building on Ewing, near the corner of Lafayette Street, hit the market this week at $8 million. It's being sold by the real estate company that bought it in 2014 for less than $900,000, and according to the Nashville Post, performed some major upgrades on it. The Inc. building's tenants include a co-working space, the Iron Yard Coding School, and a Frothy Monkey Cafe. It's 406.